David, I guess the first question I want to ask is, why apply for the builder's call?
Our initial reason for applying for the builder's call was to finish up our fundraising project for a capital campaign that we did called Rebuild and Renovate, Make the Community Livable Again, which we launched following extensive storm damage in the summer of 2009, where our roof was blown off, and then we had several inches, 6 inches or so, I don't remember the inches. What I remember is all of the damage in all of the main usable public spaces of our Wesley Foundation building, that the cleanup resulted in uncovering asbestos. And so by the time all of the cleaning up of the initial storm and the responding to the asbestos, the building was basically gutted in our main areas. And so we had to rebuild. And our first question that we asked was, do we need a building to do campus ministry? Because we could have just sold it and walked away. Our board listened and talked to people and determined that in our location right here, we need a building because there are no United Methodist congregations within walking distance of campus. The closest one is First United Methodist, which is a mile to 2 miles away from campus, and St. Timothy's is about the same. So we would be the closest United Methodist presence. Second reason is that other campus ministries that have buildings close to campus some of them are changing or in a way sort of de-emphasizing their presence. And the feedback we got was that it's a powerful witness to the students and the university community that the United Methodist Church is willing to invest resources in the UNI community, the students and the faculty and staff. And so when they have come to see the building, they have felt very supported and affirmed. So that was our intent, to rebuild the building. We had adequate insurance so that if we had been satisfied with putting everything back just like it was, our insurance would have covered it very adequately. However, that would have meant putting a roof back on that had an R value of about 2 or 3, which basically means that, if I understand it correctly, it slows the heat down on its way out of the building but doesn't hold it in the building. And so we looked at what we could do to use the insurance money and add to it to make the building more efficient from an energy usage standpoint, more usable and useful from a ministry standpoint, and more attractive from a presence, more invested in. So we ended up, for example, putting on, when we replaced the roof that blew off, we added insulation and a steel roof and went from an R value of 2 or 3 to a industry standard of 25 in that room. So, there's not much heat loss through the roof any longer. And at the same time, we had been discussing at some point needing to replace the windows in this building. Our building was built in 1951 and began being used the school year that included 1952. So it's 60 years old this year. And it had largely been unimproved since then. The windows were the same, though they had put some insulation around them 25 years ago or whatever. And structurally, it was the same building for 60 years. So we talked to an architect who suggested that while the building was as stripped down from the water and wind damage, we might consider some other improvements. So we decided to replace all the windows at this time. We opened up the wall between the lobby and the chapel to make that space much more usable. We opened, we put new doors and windows on the entrances that were more energy efficient and let in more natural light. We made the main level bathroom fully ADA compliant, and we had had a ramp, a wheelchair accessibility ramp on the front of the building, but now the restroom facilities are fully ADA compliant, and so that meant changing some of the office space around a little bit, improving traffic flow, things like that. So at the end of this, we had made use of a construction line of credit and donations to where we had this capital campaign called Rebuild and Renovate. Our goal was $250,000 for the campaign, $150,000 of that to repay the line of credit, which turned into a mortgage, and the other $100,000 was to pay for the costs, unanticipated costs in the whole project, the fundraising expenses, things related to that, and to replenish a building fund that we had used heavily during the first stages of the rebuilding. So we ended up having a goal of $250,000 for the Rebuild and Renovate campaign that we've been working on since March of 2010. And we are approaching the end of the three-year goal of that campaign. And we had about $50,000 left to fund or pay off the rest of the loan.
You talked about opening up the wall between the lobby and the chapel, more natural light and so forth. Talk a little bit about how that modification of space has had an impact on the Wesley Foundation programming the connection with students, how they have responded to that.
Okay, well, a fun story. When we had all the work done, I had a group of United Methodist colleagues in the summer before the school year, when the students and we would have moved back into this. So they were like the first ones to see the remodeling in here. And we had purchased new furniture. We had, everything was just about finished. One of the comments from one of the colleagues there was, "Oh, this is too nice for the students. They prefer shabby, chic, worn out furniture. That's their choice. This is too fancy. They will be afraid to use it." And we talked about that some, and I checked that out then because I was worried that maybe we had mislistened or misunderstood what we were trying to do. So I talked to the students then in the fall and asked them the questions, what their reactions to the building were and that kind of. And almost to the one, the students said, "This is beautiful. This shows us that you think that we're important enough to spend money. We do shabby chic mostly because that's what we can afford. But this shows us that in a way, you're respecting us and honoring us by investing in this facility. So we have noticed an increase in participation of our building, participation in our events that happen in our building, worship attendance following our coming back after all the work has consistently been higher by a significant number than it was prior to that. The number of campus groups, student groups, university-related groups wanting to use our facility has been an increase. And why that's significant is on a number of occasions we've had folks come into the Wesley building for another event and then come back and visit a Wesley activity afterwards. So, for example, we had students from the Black Student Union and the African American Student Leadership Group have an event down here. And following that, a couple of the students were here for other activities. And so there were connections. Some of the student groups have come back repeatedly because they find the hospitality that the Wesley community extends to them very appreciated and very welcoming when they don't feel welcome at other places. But we extend that by the building, we extend that welcome to whoever comes here. The other increase that's significant is the number of students that will come over here in the daytime to study or to take a nap or to meet folks. So what I've observed is that in my experience, part of our ministry is just providing a place where the students can come and be. When I was in the local church, people would come to the church building for that particular event, worship, a dinner, meeting, Sunday school, whatever, but they wouldn't be there during the week. Our building gets used a lot around the events that we plan. So in the daytime, there's folks coming in, studying for a little while, checking their email, you know, playing Settlers of Catan, whatever. Mm. And then often several times the students that have come over with their friends to eat lunch or to hang out for a while have then come back for other events. Now, in terms of the wall, there was a small double door in two different places entering the chapel. I remember when I came here 16 years ago, one of the students described our chapel as very institutional. You know, it was a little door, big walls, and kind of a sterile chapel place. In this rebuilding, in the center of the wall that separated the lobby and the chapel, the architect designed a way that we could cut an opening in there, and we have sliding, beautiful handmade sliding doors that open up, so it feels much like one space. So we can have music concerts or receptions or worship or, you know, different kind of event meetings that spill over into the lobby chapel area. In terms of the light, it's amazing that by changing out the windows, the natural light and the effect that light has played in the building is more dramatic now because there's daylight coming in most of the day. Whereas there used to be a dark wall on one side of each of those rooms. Now it's open, and so there's light that goes all the way through the building. The windows open, and so we're cooling or heating with fresh air more than air conditioners or heaters, furnaces.
Hmm. One last question, David.
Okay.
What would you say to people who are considering supporting the Builder's Call? that's being gathered for the benefit of the Wesley Foundation at UNI. What kind of encouraging word would you give them so that they might participate in a meaningful way?
Well, I'd like to first say thank you for everybody that's considering making the Builder's Call a part of their giving and would like to either begin with this project or continue. I would also like to say that we are using the building and the work that's gone in here to reach out and make a presence in the UNI community. And by their support of this, it makes it possible to continue our outreach. We have been surprised on a number of occasions the degree to which the work that we've done on this building has attracted attention and made the ministry offerings more attractive, more supported, more attended by the students. And so by everybody's support, we're reaching out and trying to be good disciples of our resources, of the ministry. We enjoy the support and partnership with the churches in this area, in our ministry here. And so it's really cool to see how people from all over the state can be involved in campus ministry here at the University of Northern Iowa. It's really a strong witness.